Greetings, friends. As usual, there has been another change. I was planning to begin where I left off last week, but the Holy Spirit had other plans for this week. The Bible calls for the following in Matthew chapter 18, verse 16. But if he will not hear thee, then take with thee one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may be established. I didn't heed that scripture last week when I discussed the event about to happen on September 23rd, 2017, which is coming from the rooftops on the internet, proclaiming the rapture on the Feast of Trumpets. I'm going to revisit what I said last week to declare what it was all about. In 2017, the Feast of Trumpets falls on September 21st and 22nd, and it's believed the 23rd of September is the day of the rapture. The story goes as follows. The planet Jupiter moves between the legs of Virgo, the woman clothed with the sun described in Revelation 12. That signifies the birth of the man-child, the church. This lineup of planets only happens every 7,000 years. The sun travels through the constellation Virgo, which represents the woman, in September. Jupiter is in Virgo doing a circle by retrograding and then moves between her legs. The moon is below her feet. The constellation Leo is above her head. Leo, the lion, is made up of 9 bright stars in general. Three planets line up with Leo, bringing the 9 bright stars to 12, fulfilling the prophecy of 12 Revelation. The stars above the woman's head are supposed to be 12 stars, and they're the 12 tribes. The sign of Leo represents Jesus, since one of Jesus' name is the Lion of Judah. Jupiter is also a representation of Jesus, considered to be the greater benevolent planet. Believers are, of course, in love with the rapture, since it is pre-trib and promises to keep us out of the tribulation altogether. Going from ministry to ministry on the web, there wasn't one that disputed this message until today. I was unable to produce additional witnesses to back up what I discovered. Having some experience with astrology, I decided to check the planets' positions that were described in their prophecies. I was amazed, to tell you the truth, that the whole description of the planets' position was a fabrication and another one of Satan's lies, which will have devastating effects on these ministries and especially believers. Satan washes away at us like the ocean washes away the beaches to make us turn our backs on the Bible. Many have left the church because their eyes and ears are on people rather than the Word of God. Whoever is running with the Satan's deception did not know what the Bible makes very clear. I only looked at it from an astronomical position, but two other witnesses saw the truth in Revelation and made it clear that the event was an impossibility for several reasons.
Revelation chapter 12 and the Revelation 12 sign are a part of the seventh trumpet, which includes chapter 11, 12, 13, and 14. The seventh trumpet occurs at the midpoint of the tribulation, which can clearly be seen in Revelation 11:2, which states, "And the holy city shall they tread underfoot for 42 months." If Revelation 12 is part of the seventh trumpet, which occurs at the mid-trib, then that would mean that the Revelation 12 sign would happen at the mid-tribulation. But before the Revelation 12 sign happens, the two witnesses must show up and preach at the temple. But as I said in my last video, it is very possible that the two witnesses could be the two wings given to the great eagle, as what Revelation 12 talks about after the sign. But even if that's the case, before the Revelation 12 sign, the Antichrist would have to come into the Jewish temple when it is rebuilt, and the Christians would have to flee. Matthew states that no man can know the time or hour, not even the angels of heaven. So the fact that the church is saying that the rapture will happen on this specific date already proves that it's false, because no man could know the hour, not even the angels. I think it is still possible that something could occur on September 23rd, but now, 6 months later, since I've made my last video, as I look at more of the evidence, I have come to think now that there could be a possible Project Bluebeam deception to make the appearance of a false rapture. I mean, after all, the church has promoted this rapture idea, so why wouldn't Satan just use it for his own benefit? Instead of us waiting for some futuristic event that we have no knowledge of, why don't we just wait and see if anything happens? In other words, why don't we just be watchmen? Throughout history, every time the church tried to pinpoint when the rapture was going to happen, it always failed. For instance, here's some examples. Joseph Miller and the Millerites. Over and over again, Joseph Miller would state when the rapture was going to occur, and it never happened. 1988, 88 reasons why the rapture will occur in 1988, never occurred. And this is all because the statement in Matthew, no man knows the time or hour. So how is it that we can know a futuristic event of when something will occur when the Bible clearly tells us that we cannot know a futuristic event of when something will occur? Just a thought, just questioning the Revelation 12 sign on September 23rd, if it's even going to happen. I have found some evidence here that seems to go against it, and seems to be pretty biblical, so I'm just gonna wait and see if anything happens, and I hope you guys do the same. Peace. Okay.
Over the past several years, the church has suffered several fake prophecies. So in 2 minutes or less, let's prove the September 23rd prophecy is also fake. This prophecy claims that the great sign in heaven found in Revelation 12 is about to unfold this September. But here's the problem with it. Chapter 12 and the heavenly sign within it are all part of the seventh trumpet in the book of Revelation. That trumpet spans chapters 11, 12, 13, and 14. However, within the seventh trumpet are four time markers identifying when it unfolds within the seven-year tribulation. And it is at the midpoint of the seven-year tribulation. Here are those four time markers. So since you now know that the heavenly sign of Revelation 12 takes place at the midpoint of the seven-year tribulation, here's what else should be happening according to those chapters. Before the heavenly sign of Revelation 12, the two witnesses should be preaching in Jerusalem, causing a worldwide drought, then killed and raised from the dead. So when did this happen? Also, based on Daniel 9:27, Antichrist should be getting ready to sit in the rebuilt Jewish temple. So where is the rebuilt Jewish temple, and where is Antichrist? Also, the Jews in Israel should be getting ready to flee into the wilderness. Any sign of that getting ready to happen? The September 23rd fake prophecy is just another deception in our day. Do the Lord's work and challenge it using Scripture. This is David Brennan with True Prophecy News. God bless.
Friends, if you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and wish to be in the rapture, say this prayer with me right now, okay? It will be available on Cephas-Radio.com in case you can't follow it. Cephas, Cephas-Radio.com. Our Father, who art in heaven, thank you for giving up your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, who was the only one who was without sin, and able and willing to take the penalty for all our sins by shedding his blood, so we can be assured that he paid the penalty in full. He said the following before he died on the cross: "It is finished." God, Father, I humbly come before you and ask for forgiveness for my sins. I repent of them. I wish to become your child, born again of the Holy Spirit, who will be my teacher, my comforter, and my connection to you, Father God. I believe that Jesus is the Christ and the Son of God. I wish to make him my Lord and Savior forever. Amen. This commitment will change me, and goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Psalm 23:6. Remember, God is in control and allowing his word to be fulfilled when the time is right. Our assignment is to keep you informed as to not be deceived. Satan comes in a perfect coat. He knows us better than we know ourselves. Mark chapter 13, verse 22, "For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect." The elect have the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of truth. Jesus taught in John 10:27, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." Time's up. Celebrate our 25th anniversary with us at Cephas-Thrift-Shop.com. Cephas-Thrift-Shop.com. We're selling our inventory at a 90% discount. Books, DVDs, CDs, etc. The DVDs and CDs are originals. The books used like new. We do have PayPal, who accepts credit cards, and they are safe. Join our monthly newsletter free, ad-free, and no soliciting at go-cephas.com. This radio program can be found on the web at cephas-radio.com. My email address is original@cephas-notes.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll have a happy and blessed week. Shalom. Rita Williams at cephasministry.com. Cephas ministry.com.